The following is presented by Workers World Today, the publication for all workers, blue and white collar. Tune in with us every Sunday from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. on WVIP 93.5 FM or call us at 866-435-3286. That's 866-435-3286. And you can visit us at workersworldtoday.com. That's www.workersworldtoday.com.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Mr. Chad Smith, who is a joint board member for Workers United Union. Good to have you here with us, Sue.
Hi, nice to be here this morning. It's quite a pleasure. And thank you. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. So tell us a little bit about your union.
Well, my union is a union that represents workers in the retail, manufacturing, and distribution industry. We also are very busy in organizing the nail salon workers of New York, which has turned out to be a very big project.
Mm-hmm.
And also, our union has been very much instrumental and has joined with other unions to actually very much being a part of the Fight for 15 in New York City.
Mm-hmm. That's the minimum wage.
Right, the minimum wage in New York City. Our union was also instrumental and it was a major part of that fight and led that demonstration down Flatbush Avenue for the Fight for 15.
Okay, so I introduce you as a joint board member. What is your role in the union?
My role in the union where is to serve on the joint board where we make decisions that affects the day-to-day running of the union.
Mm-hmm.
I am also a shop steward where I work, and I'm also a part of the newly found political committee for my union,
mm-hmm.
where we actually do interviews and stuff for potential candidates who are running for office, local office, and mean borough presidents and so forth.
Okay, great. You have different industries. What are the benefits of being a member of your union?
Well, basically, being a union is collectively bargaining position, right? Mm-hmm. It puts you in a position as a team to function as one, to negotiate contracts, and we fight for better wages,
mm-hmm.
provide health care, and also a lot of other benefits like equity in terms of salary, equality within the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
We also fight for immigration and so forth.
Okay, excellent. Do you have any programs for your membership?
Yes, we do have plenty of programs for our membership. We do have like scholarship programs for the members and their family. More recently, since the COVID is on everybody's mind, we have mm-hmm. also formed a COVID relief fund.
I was going to ask you about that. How has COVID impacted your membership and how have you addressed the impact on them?
Well, COVID has had a devastating effect on our membership because, as you know, the city was locked down and we lost a lot of members,
mm-hmm.
not only just from working but through deaths. I mean, condolences to the family of those that are, that yes. have passed.
Mm-hmm.
I myself have had a death in the family and I've dealt with COVID from a personal standpoint. And I've seen the devastation that it can cause. And also, our members have been impacted again because a lot of people, a great number of people, is actually out of work.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see exactly where we are with that.
Okay. Are things starting to get a little bit better?
Well, we can see certain changes because as the city opens up, I mean, some people are heading back to work. Not in the scale that we would have liked, but we have to maintain hope that as things turn and things change and things go back to whatever the new normal is,
mm-hmm.
that we'll see more and more of our members getting back to work and can continue to provide for their family.
I'm happy you said the new normal because things are not going to be the way they were pre-2020. Things are definitely going to change.
Definitely not.
So, I know we just discussed how COVID has impacted your membership. Apart from that, what are the main issues facing your members, and how has your union handled those issues?
Well, most of the issues, as we say before, I mean, thank God right now, a lot of our members are still on the, what you call it, the stimulus.
Has
helped a lot of the members. But sadly, some of our members actually did not qualify for the stimulus for multitude of reasons and so forth. But we have tried to provide relief for them and their families so that they can also sustain. And with them, we have come to their aid and their rescue, and have provided them certain amount of relief as best as we can.
So how can one become a member of your union?
Well, basically, it works like this. The companies that we do business with, or that we negotiate with, once you gain employment from that company, then that company would issue you a union card, and you would then fill that card out. I mean, there's usually a probationary period where you go through, and at the conclusion of that probationary period, you're qualified to become a full-fledged union member, and then you can start reaping the benefits of the union that they provide.
Okay. And would you like to provide your contact information?
Yes. We are, as I said before, we're Workers United, and it's www.workersunitednynj.org, or you can follow us on Facebook or on Twitter.
Okay. Can you repeat the website, please?
Once again, the website is www.workersunitednynj.org, or you can follow us on Facebook or on Twitter.
All right. So, Mr. Smith, we want to thank you so much for coming here today and sharing information about your union, and we look forward to having you back again.
Always a pleasure.
This has been a presentation by Workers World Today, the publication for all workers, blue and white collar. Tune in with us every Sunday from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. on WVIP 93.5 FM, or call us at 866-435-3286. That's 866-435-3286. And you can visit us at workersworldtoday.com. That's www.workersworldtoday.com.